All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And you know what? Shout out to Senjin Boychuk, man, for that incredible intro outro. Today, I'm doing something a little different. I'm 133 episodes deep, 134 now, and this would be the first ever episode that I do by myself. You know, I've never had a solo episode, and you know, I've always had someone on. But I was recently reading somewhere, you know, do solo episodes, do different things. This one doesn't have to be, you know, an hour, hour and a half. You know, solo episodes could be 5 to 10, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Who knows? Who knows where we go with it? Yeah, you know, this is more like an update. I'm kind of excited. I've never really talked to myself. I always have, like, you know, a little bit of a hard time doing that. Even on TikTok Lives, you know, I'm more comfortable with people being in the room with me, you know. So this is kind of interesting. You know, I'm back to work. So, you know, I had 4 months off, you know, broke my ankle. And I'm just here to update on everyone about that, you know, and how I felt going through that. That was, I talked about, you know, how, you know, much anxiety it gave me, or, you know, how scared it made me, right? How panicked I got, you know, mental health, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride, you know, first week back to work here. And it's been quite entertaining, you know, watching me try to move around like I used to. The first couple of days were not fun at all. It was kind of funny. I was hobbling around, but it was quite interesting, you know, that after sitting around for 4 months, I immediately get thrown into an 11-hour day. And you know, how that felt, 11 hours when before, you know, I would do it no problem. I just whiz right through it. And now an 11-hour day, like the first week back anyways, like wiped me right out. Like I slept as soon as I got back, just boom, sleep. And then, you know, I did a 12-hour day the next day, and then a 13-hour day, and then a bunch of 14s. And let me tell you, like, that last 14-hour day, like on day 5 or 6 back, I didn't need to sleep anymore, right? I'm getting molded back into it. And the best thing about it was the more I used my foot, the less it hurt. I tried different things. I tied my boots super tight. I'd get back and I would have a hard time walking into the room, right? So I tried keeping my boots loose or not even tied up at all. And you know what? Like that actually helped the foot. I woke up the last couple mornings, it's not swollen still from the day before. It wasn't really even swollen after a long, hard day. It just needed to be used. And that was quite interesting. I was a little scared, you know, in the last month before I went back. A lot of people were talking to me about my injury and being like, man, are you even capable of being a field hand anymore? Can you even do that anymore? That injury was pretty significant, you know. Are you capable of working in the field and putting in the effort that you put in before? And that scared me. I was like, man, am I the same person? Am I going to be, you know, useless in the field? And that ate away at me, right? I didn't want to go back for a large part of that, you know, was things that were people were saying to me about that. And, you know, I the fact that I proved myself to myself that, you know, this didn't have to be a thing. It aches a little bit. It's going to, you know, that bone that I hurt was pretty important. You know, the bone, the talus bone that connects your foot to your leg, it dislocated, 2 breaks, yada, yada, yada. And yeah, that all the movement, all the weight, everything, man, you know what, but I had to do it, right? So I got out, I did it and whatnot. And, you know, it's good to be back around the crew. It really is. The camaraderie, the chatting, the hanging out, telling crude jokes. Hey, you know, like that was interesting, you know, to help ease myself back into it, actually away from my family. They actually drove me to where the crew was and they stayed with me for 2 days and they're going to come back in a few more. It's been hard. It's been hard, you know, staying, you know, alone at night, waking up and my wife's not next to me. I don't hear my kids. The silence is sometimes deafening. It sucks, you know, like a lot of things happened in the last 4 months with my family and I that, you know, we got to experience and enjoy, right? There was some unenjoyable moments in there, but, you know, for the most part, a guy who's battle hardened, been on the road for like 13 years now, right? I know going home every hitch or every day's off is, you know, it's, I got someone there and it's cool to be home. And when it's time to leave, it sucks. Yeah. And then you go back home that first night usually sucks, but 4 months, take a 4 month set of days off, have your wife next to you every day, cooking you breakfast, lunch, dinner, cuddling into you, give you kisses whenever you want. Your kids are screaming in the background. You're going out and doing things with them. And, you know, then going immediately overnight, not having that anymore, man, that is something, you know. On my days off, I the podcast got sponsored by BetterHelp, which was pretty crazy. And I was given, like, you know, the free therapy. I was given free therapy, and I utilized the hell out of that. Like, it was an incredible thing to have. Really interesting, really. And during that time, before I even started therapy, my wife had me start writing a journal, right? I was going through some shit, and mentally I was diagnosed with BPD, borderline personality disorder. And, you know, I've talked about it quite a bit, but, she had me write a journal. At first I was hesitant, right? It was like, you know, when I think of a journal, and I said this to my therapist, actually, when I think journal, I think of a diary. And when I think of a diary, I think of that's something women do, right? Now, where I couldn't have been more wrong was how freeing that was, right? The diary thing. It was so freeing. Because for years I've had things just congested up in my head, right? And, you know, when you have all these things building up in your head, they got to come out at some point, right? And they came out in the forms of anger. They came out in the forms of sadness. They came out in, you know, so I actually read a really good, or listened to a really good podcast. And it said, the angry gorilla gets respect, right? When men get angry, they want people to give them space, right? When men get angry, when men get sad, the way that they show it is through anger, which is not right, but the way they show it is through anger. The angry gorilla gets respect, right? The defense mechanism comes up and they start beating the chest, you know, as a defense mechanism, right? Well, my defense mechanism is now, you know, let's journal that. You know, let's pull it out of here. And it actually made me feel, you know, better about myself. I put it out here. I put my thoughts into words on a piece of paper. And they come out. I read it back and I'm like, wow, you know. But what that does is it creates space in my mind. That shit's no longer swirling up in my head, right? And I put it on the paper and I can go back and read at any moment how I was feeling. I can be like, whoa, okay, I'm feeling this. Let me go read what I put down there, right? And it's been life-changing for sure. I'm going to share with you guys something that I put in my diary here. My diary there, I said, my journal. I'm going to go and share something with you guys that I put in my journal. You know, when I found out that I was going back to work and how it was handled, okay? So this is, you know, how I was feeling. It made me, you know, emotional to write it. Then when I read it back, I actually teared up. I read it back to Mrs. Frost, and I teared up, right? And then I read it back again to my therapist. And when I read it back again to him, I teared up again. It was like, you know, it was pretty wild, you know? So here's what I wrote. This is a couple, like last week or whatever, when I found out I was going back to work. Okay. And it's about my experience about, you know, what I was feeling when I got that phone call that it was time. Right. Okay. On Monday afternoon, I got a call from the safety hand. He told me about an email he just sent and informed that I was required back to work this coming Wednesday. I immediately started to panic. Even though I knew this day was coming, I figured I still had more time. I was hoping I could make it to my July 4th appointment where I could be cleared for work and just go back to the road crew normally, right? I wanted that more. I wanted that extra week, right? So anyways, the panic wasn't that I had to work. It was that for the first time in 4 months, I wouldn't wake up and go to sleep next to my wife. For the first time in 4 months, I wouldn't get to spend time with my kids. D did we do enough with the time I had? Did we go on enough walks or bike rides? Did we go on enough trips to the mall? Did we go to the park enough? Did we read enough bedtime stories? And I guess the real question is, will any of it ever really be enough? When I first came home, I was suffering mentally. My wife and I were figuring things out, you know, fresh off of, you know, my injury and my diagnosis here, right? My daughters and I didn't know each other. I had a lot wrong with me that was not yet known. The last 4 months have been painful, courageous, informative, full of tears, laughter, and healing. I watched my family rally around me to make sure I was comfortable on the couch. My wife worked tirelessly to make sure I healed properly. She also used the fact I couldn't go anywhere to force me to talk and, more importantly, listen. I was diagnosed with BPD and began to understand what that was and how to navigate that side of me. Family movie nights and time by the fire were amazing. I got to participate in school activities and even join the parent-teacher council and take an active role in my daughter's school. Guys, that parent-teacher council thing was pretty incredible. I got to walk in, got to hear about what was going on in my child's school. You know, that was pretty cool, actually. I got to, you know, find out what was going on and go to things, right? I grew my podcast and socials, which brought a sponsorship from BetterHelp. I made ads for online therapy where my followers got a deal on therapy, and in return, I got free therapy for myself. With the help of my therapist, I learned ways to manage my BPD. He taught me how to ground myself and how to approach the situation with my wife in a more respectful and understanding manner. I then got to witness my oldest daughter evolve academically and receive the help she needed. If that wasn't enough to be proud of, she started riding her bike without training wheels, which led us to getting her a new bike, and then watching my other daughter get on a bike and start her journey. She finished up play school, my youngest daughter, in the midst of everything, and I got to watch her make her own friends. I was there for the her play school graduation, a moment I would have definitely missed under normal circumstances. This last few days, I took my daughter to school for the last couple of days. To think that just last year, I would have done anything to get out of these drives. Because, like, you know, taking them to school, right, it was on my days off. It meant I had to get up early. It meant that, you know, I had to get up early and, you know, that R&R wasn't there, right? You know, that made me a little sad, you know, when I was saying goodbye. I'm not reading from the page right now. When I was saying goodbye to her on the second last day, I was supposed to have gone back to work the next day. I would have missed her entire last day of school. But I managed to, you know, work it out where I could be there. When I was saying goodbye to her, I was pretty choked up. I was pretty sad. And she looked at me and she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I just love you, kid. You know, like, I miss you, you know, like, she's like, I'm right here. I'm like, yeah, I go to school. You know what I mean? On Tuesday morning, her second last day, she was giving me a hug and kiss goodbye. And it made me tear up thinking I wouldn't be here on the last day. With some juggling around and some sacrifices, I made it to her last day. And guys, that was fucking incredible. Like, I'm glad I needed that, right? Bringing it back to the shock and panic of Monday afternoon, I realized I'm not sad that I had to go back to work or with even the way it was handled. I'm mourning the end of this short chapter of life and what it brought and represented, which isn't a ton of healing, which was insane. So yeah, that was my feelings on that, you know? And at first I had to go to the shop. Let's be clear here, you know, a blue collar guy used to working in the field. I had to go to the shop, right, for modified duties before my Friday appointment. I was there for 3 days. I had to sit in the shop, putting holes and shit with a hole puncher, stapling shit, doing things on a computer, white collar type of work, right? Getting to see, which was kind of cool, how things work in the shop and you know, the administrative side of things and whatnot and you know, see how things move behind the scenes. I could only handle 2 or 3 days of that shit. You know, it was interesting. You know, it was fun. I made some videos about it, you know, that perspective and side of things. And then, you know, I went to that Friday appointment and, you know, I was like the fourth person she saw, right, you know, in that time block. She comes in, she's like, hey, the x-rays look great, you know, as they have been looking great, but you know, it's been this amount of time and I see more healing and stuff like that. And she's like, so what's your plan? I'm like, well, I'm hoping to get cleared, hoping to go back to work here for full duty. She's like, I have no problem with that. I'll sign off on that right now. She's like, you know what? Like I'm seeing good things here. I'm like, oh man, this is amazing. Right. So, You know what? She's like, you don't even need to come back and see me anymore. And I thought, wow, you know, like, this is great. You know, 4 months ago, you know, it was like every few weeks and whatnot. I'm done with physio now too. You know, shout out to physio, coordination therapy in Edmonton there. Shout out to Cherie. You know, she did amazing work on helping me rehabilitate. She'd say it was all me. You know, she just pushed. But whatever. yeah, no, therapy was great. You know, physio. Yeah. And so... that was a thing. I immediately made like 4 phone calls. First and foremost to Benny, my boss, you know, where this happened. You know, I went back to the road crew after I got cleared, right? That's where I'm now. I'm on the road crew. I had to call my boss, Benny, in the wintertime in Fort Mac where I work. And I'm like, hey, man, baby, I'm cleared, right? The rest of my crew had gotten laid off in April and I was laid up with my injury and you know, kept getting paid until July, I guess. So, you know, that was... That was quite interesting, you know. I'm sorry to those guys. My healing took so long, you know. And then I called WCB. I'm like, baby, I'm cleared. Baby, WCB, baby, listen, I'm cleared, you know. And then I immediately called my boss on the road crew. He's like, send me the clearance letter. I sent it to him. He's like, get your ass here. I'm like, I will see you Sunday. This was on Friday, right? So I went up to where they were working, met up with them, and, you know, here I am, man. You know, it's been a pretty back to old times, you know. Walking around the first couple of days was like, you know, getting back. Oh, I'm an old man, you know. I can barely make it from the truck to the door, right? And, now I'm fine, you know. It's been hard, you know. It's been hard not just for me but for my wife, right? You know, she misses me, you know, and that comes out in different forms sometimes. Sometimes it's like, you know, maybe a little argument and it's like, hey, whoa, you know, I've learned how to, what's that word? I've learned how to ground myself through therapy, through my wife and stuff like that. And I've learned to, when she gets like that and when I get like that, you know, we've learned how to, hey, whoa, freeze the situation. Let's talk about it, okay? And so that happens. It's been happening. We've, you know, come a long way here. And I haven't really had time for podcasts lately. I recorded one 2 days ago. You know, 2 days ago, I managed to record one 2 days prior to it needing to be out. That's how busy I've been. I've been getting back late and no energy for anything. So, guys, it's been interesting, you know, finding that fucking, you know, what am I talking about here? Finding that, my way again with it, right? Before, I didn't realize, you know, I made it happen on a stupid schedule before, right? I'm like sitting here the last couple days, how the hell am I going to make this happen? Well, here's a way I'm making it happen. I can do a solo episode, and I think this has been fun. I think I've done all right. And then, you know, eventually it just comes in time, right? I got to find that again. And I think we're there. So yeah, guys, you know, let me know how I did on this first solo episode. You know, I think it did all right. Give me some feedback on it. Let me know. Message me on TikTok, message me on Instagram, message me on Facebook, find me everywhere. Let me know how I did. Let me know if this is something I should do more of. You know, I could even call this the Morning Dookie episode, right? This could be a Morning Dookie, but you know, I definitely want to do more solo episodes. Definitely. So guys, you know, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Mudman. You know, can't do a podcast without the Mudman. Shout out to the Mudman, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs. And goddamn, since I've been away from home and I haven't been able to just give it, them loads been thick, boys. Yes, sir. You know, so for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, visit the Mudman at www.mudmanmarket.com. You know what, guys, this has been a lot of fun. And hey, y'all stay frosty, all right?